Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax, you're with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. We have a couple of ladies around the table with us today who have been here before, been over a year, but they're really involved with a very interesting project called Her Place. It's another effort to provide shelter for women and give them the long-term programming that they need to get them back up on their feet. It's another spin-off of Truck of Love, and the two ladies are Sue Fulton and Regina Phillips. So, ladies, welcome. All right, we're going to start with you, Sue. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wow. So I've been involved with Truck of Love since the 1960s. We were originally located in California, came to South Carolina 13 years ago, and brought Truck of Love with us. And so since that time, we've been working with people who are living in the woods, people are living in sheds, various people around the neighborhood. And in part of what I do, I've been working with St. Mary's Outreach here in Rock Hill over on Crawford Road, and we've seen the need for housing for women who are homeless, who have been living in the woods or in their cars or on park benches, women without children. So Regina and I, a couple of years ago, began to talk about that. We both had a dream that we would like to create a home for such women. And so we've been working toward that. Had a lot of surprises along the way. And as I was saying to you earlier, if we'd known how difficult it was going to be, we probably would have given up before we even started. But we're here.
Glad you didn't. So, Regina, tell us a little bit about you, if you would, please.
Hi. My name is Regina Phillips, and I am a native Rock Hillian. So when I retired, in I guess about 7 years ago, I started working in an outreach office with Sue. And Sue and I had a discussion about what we wanted to see happen in Rock Hill with the women. We were in touch with so many people that come to outreach, our outreach office, who are homeless or in need of some type of help. And so we talked about a shelter for women. However, our dream was a transitional home for women, not so much a shelter, because we felt that shelters would be provided, emergency shelters, but we really wanted to see more for the women that we would be taking into her place. So that was the discussion, and from then on, we've, you know, come up with a board for Her Place. We've also have come up with different we come up with all the different
ideas.
She's swimming here.
I am swimming for sure. Thinking about, of course, the rules and regulations for the shelter.
Sure.
I mean, for the transitional home.
So let me take a step back here. Truck of Love. Tell me a little bit about Truck of Love.
Truck of Love has been in existence since the 60s. We originally started by taking trucks full of food, clothing, medical supplies to some very poor communities in Arizona where a Franciscan priest friend of ours was located. And from that, it's grown. we spent many years in Mexico serving people there. We've done a camp on the Tohono Indian Reservation in Arizona for 33 years until the pandemic. So we've been at this for a long time.
Wow, good for you. So you came to California and found out, did you bring the homeless with you from California?
Did not.
You did not, all right. Found ourselves, all right. So Her Place has been a concept that you two kicked up, put together, that's it's been percolating for a couple of years.
Yes.
All right. So since our last gathering, if I remember, you had found a place for Her Place, which, interestingly enough, is pretty much right across from the new family court building. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And for the last year and a half, you have been doing a lot of due diligence. See my correct choice of words. due diligence trying to meet all the various regulations that you need to do this. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Didn't I say that nicely?
We've had many meetings with various committees, and we've submitted all sorts of paperwork, and we're about to get our permits to build. We did get a demolition permit, so we had some volunteers go into the house because it's a house and two cottages. A lot of demo work that had to be done. Because we've got to redo the electrical, the air conditioning, the plumbing, the HVAC.
Oh, my.
You have to put in a sprinkler system. The whole thing has to be redone.
Yeah. You're building something new?
No, we're not.
No. Probably end up being cheaper if you knocked it down.
People said that, but it's a wonderful house. Yeah. It really is a wonderful house with all the little nooks and crannies that an older house has. And so we love it. We really love it. And we love the property. The property is a very peaceful place.
Yes.
And if I remember right, you wanted this to be rather secluded. You were not interested in having this, like Pathways is right on the main drag.
Right.
You were not interested in that.
We're not a secret place, but the backyard is very secluded, and so there will be a lot of space for the women to just be and to heal, because any woman that's been on the street or living in their car has been through all sorts of traumas. So our aim is to give women time to heal and then to provide classes and services and medical help and whatever they need to get their lives together.
So during this last 2 years, we'll get to the regulation stuff in a minute, but who was the brain trust behind trying to figure out what you're going to do once you're up and operational with whatever it is, 12 or 15 women you'll be able to put into this transitional home?
Well, we came up with a board. We have board members and committee members. So we developed several committees that we would work on as a group to come up with action items that we would be doing as far as when they come, how many we're going to have, what we're going to do with them, how are they going to, how long they're going to stay there, and what are the rules and regulations we want for them, the procedures going forward, setting plans for their lives, working with volunteers, coming up with counselors who would be working with them on various items.
Now, I know the Haven, it seems to me their program's like 90 days. Mm-hmm. Could go a little bit longer depending upon the individual, but it's kind of a holistic thing. They got a place to sleep, place to put their stuff.
Right.
Place to get meals.
Right.
All the job training stuff that they, it's just a holistic approach. Is that what you're basically doing at her place?
Yeah. We do a lot of that. That is true. Yes. We as a group meet on every other week, and we are fine tuning a lot of we put together our booklets that we will have for the women as well as our volunteers. We're developing training for all of the volunteers, as well as what type of training the women will be going through.
Right. So the counseling, training, whatever, is this all going to be done by volunteers, or have you had to develop a budget to hire people to come in and do what you need to get done?
Right now we're looking at mostly volunteers. Okay. There will be some jobs that will be paid jobs.
Right.
Part-time and full-time, but right now it would be mostly volunteers.
There are a lot of talented people in this community, so we've had offers from lots of people to do various things, as simple as doing artwork or music or exercise or whatever. We want to throw everything at the ladies so that they can figure out what it is they like and who they are, and they've got to figure that out.
I would think one of the most difficult things for y'all is when you bring a lady in there and all of a sudden this holistic programming is beginning to bear some fruit.
Flourish.
The old separation thing. How do we kick the bird out of the nest so they can fly on their own and hopefully stay out there and not end up back?
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about that at all?
Oh, yeah. Because truly, we've brought so many people through the house, and in the condition it's in, it's an awful condition, but everybody can see how nice it's going to be. And a few of our semi-homeless friends have looked at it and said, oh, I would love to live here. So,
yeah.
But our program will be aimed at helping them to be self-sufficient.
Right.
Nobody's going to want to live in a house with 15 women forever.
No.
Yeah, so the idea is to treat them like a family, They'll be our family, and we'll hopefully they will adopt the skills that they need to get out on their own.
Right. Yeah. Have you modeled this after anything else that you've run into, or is this just all your own?
I think we've had an opportunity to visit and see other similar programs, and one I think about is Thistle Farms is one of the ones that we really found an interest in, as well as there's one in Greenville, South Carolina called
Jasmine Road.
Mm-hmm. And we really like the way that they operate. Mm-hmm. So I think we are still learning as far as, but there's a lot, we feel that the opportunity will be for these women to get their lives together slowly but surely. And we don't want to just kick them out immediately. We want them to be ready to go. When they're ready to leave, we want to make sure that they're ready to be independent and not dependent.
Right. So there's no firm timetable. I mean, you'd like it to be 90 days, but if it becomes...
18 to 24 months.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our intention is not to push them out before they're ready, because it takes people a long time to overcome some of these things. Now, some women may be ready to graduate earlier, but we will allow them enough time as long as they're working with us. They have to be working with us and fulfilling everything that they have set in terms of goals. But, yeah, they can stay.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. You'll have a waiting list a mile long.
I know.
In very quick order, won't you?
Oh, well, you know, I'm not sure, because there are going to be some women who we know are not going to be able to stay and go through the rules and regulations that we have, or the commitment.
Gotcha.
So we know that there's some that, regardless of what you do, they won't make it through the program. But there are others who, already have been waiting for an opportunity such as this. And I think those are the people we want to try to look for, who really want to change their lives for the better.
Right. Now, it's interesting, we were talking before we went on the air. I think about the Lifehouse Ministries, which is operational over here on Wilson Street, and expanding to a second house right across the street. I look at what they're doing, you know, as far as a shelter, you know, down at Pathways, to kind of mimic what they're doing for men in Bethel. It's amazing to me, I think it's been an eye-opener for a lot of people, how many women out there are in these conditions.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, are we unique, or is this just like it is everywhere?
It's like
it's
everywhere.
Basically.
Yeah, it's like this everywhere. And, you know, Courtney and I have had many discussions, because I keep running into her at various places, and she knows that we will be a transitional shelter, and she knows that there are people she has living there at Lifehouse that she would love to be able to send over to us at her place as soon as we open. We also have referrals from St. Mary's Outreach and, you know, various other places in town are already planning on who they can send to us, because there are women who, given the time, will be able to get back on their feet.
I mean, even Moss Justice may be one of our contacts, too, for people coming. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. So you all kind of work in conjunction with the others? I mean, you got a clear path of communication to the other agencies that are doing all this stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We have to. The left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing, so that we all cannot be trying to be separated and can't, and functioning on our own. Mm-hmm. We need each other in order to be successful.
And you don't want to be, as some people will tend to do, to try to play one off against the other.
Yeah.
We're not in competition.
I'm talking about those who will use your services.
Oh, right. No. Exactly. That is true.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Communication is key. Yes.
All right. So this old house, as you call it, how many square feet is this thing? And how many people will you be able to put in there once you've got it renovated?
So I think it's about 3,600 square feet, the main house.
Yeah.
We can have the office in the front cottage, so that's a nice space saver. So the office will be separate. But we can... There's space for 15 women to sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit more than that, because if we decide if we're going to have like a, quote, house mother in there, then we would have a room for that person also.
Right. So. Now, each of these 15 women, are they each, I mean, the way these rooms are configured, are they each going to have a bathroom?
No.
Or are they going to share bathrooms? Or
share.
They have a community room?
Give me five bathrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
Five bathrooms, and
And most of the rooms are shared. So we have one five-bedroom dorm. We have one three-bedroom dorm, and the others are all two beds, except for the handicapped accessible bedroom, which is one.
So there are what, three structures on this property?
There are. There are two cottages in the main house.
Yes.
So the back cottage we want to use for some cottage industry. This is one of Regina's loves.
She wants to use for them to learn how to work, where companies can outsource work to them, teach them how to work. Like candles are being made in lots of different similar environments. But not only that, then I was speaking with someone just last week, and they said, hey, you know what? We always need people who can sew, who can make pillows, and who can make bedspreads and all kinds of things. This is an interior decorator. So there is work out there that could be outsourced to them.
Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, these ladies are smart, they're intelligent, and they have been on this program before. So they will know what to do when I tell them, at the count of three, what we're going to tell the whole world, which is how we make fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. Are you ready, ladies? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, this is a great show today.
Well, we try to make them good every day, kind of like what you do, Charlie.
That's right. We try to make the best sandwiches and salads every day here at Substation 2.
And that's why we tell everybody, slice, 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 garden, 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 garden.
Always fresh, always delicious.
Substation 2, Jerry Road, across from Winthrop.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I-didn't-know-they-could-do-all-that company. Comporium. Always ready.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, Sue Fulcher and Regina Phillips with Truck of Love. They now have a labor of love, and it's called Her Place. And a year later, after we had them on here, they're getting closer and closer to actually getting this thing underway. They have a nice piece of property, a 3,600 square foot set up a home. They got a house and two outbuildings. I guess you got some property to go with it.
Yeah, it's about three quarters of an acre.
About three quarters of an acre, but it's it's just like you watch on PBS. This old house. This is the really old house, and it really needs to be done from top to bottom. So you've gone through maybe almost. I don't know whether it ever ends, called permitting.
Yep.
But you're closer now to getting actually started. Is that right?
I believe we are within a week or so of getting really started.
All right. Give me some numbers on all this stuff. So people, I mean, what did it cost you to buy the piece of property?
The property was $175,000, which was not bad.
Nope.
We thought that was a good deal.
Yep.
If you were trying to buy it today, it'd be $350,000.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and then, you know, you add the electricity, which is probably, I just give round figures of $30,000 for everything. So windows, $30,000, electricity, $30,000, plumbing, $30,000, give or take.
HVAC. Give me the whole number.
So we're looking at probably upwards of $400,000.
To renovate it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
And
so
that's just for the house and the front cottage. We still have to raise money for the back cottage. In the last couple of years, we've raised $740,000, but we've already spent a lot of that.
Okay. So, yes, you need to raise dollars. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
So where are your dollars? If you need $400,000 right now, well, you need $575,000 just to do what you told me about. You raised $740,000,
uh-huh.
Right? And you spent money on other stuff.
I've spent some money on some of those things already. So
okay.
We have $460,000 in the bank to work with. We probably need another $100,000 or $150,000.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
But we're good. We're good for now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready to get started.
We're so ready to get started.
So what's left before you get started? Another permit?
Yeah. We just have to have the final permit. We had to get a grading contractor recently because they want to have everything, all of the I's dotted and the T's crossed, the city does. So we've got that in place. And now I think they're going to give us the permit.
Let me know if they don't, will you?
I will.
Let me know if they don't.
I'd be happy to.
Okay. So what's the schedule? I mean, if you pull the trigger on this, next week, first week of July, you're looking at 6 months?
So I talked to Tony or texted him this morning, our contractor, Tony Venturi. He's a wonderful man. He loves this project. And he says he hopes we can be open by the end of the year.
All right. So about 6 months to renovate.
Yep.
Okay. And are you already getting, inquiries from ladies who want to be in?
Oh, my gosh. We get a couple a week off of our website and then phone calls.
Yes. Lots of calls, people. Or even walking into outreach and asking about the new place that we're getting ready to do, her place, and wanting to know what they need to do in order to qualify or to apply.
So you say walk into outreach. What is that?
The outreach is St. Mary's Outreach office.
All right.
The office that Sue works in. I volunteer sometimes down there.
I wear a few hats.
I got this. I'm understanding this. So have you got a big sign or something outside your, coming soon?
Check it out. Mm-hmm. We do have a sign out there.
Because I go up and down that road from time to time, but I'm always looking left at the new big family court building.
Right.
I need to look right.
Exactly.
Look right.
Yes. It's there. It's been there for several months.
All right. So you must have a key group of people who are working with you all. You want to throw out some names? I mean, I know Toddie Wilkerson's been involved with this.
Toddie's been involved.
Who else is involved with this?
Bev Carroll's been involved. Phyllis Ferguson. B.J. Barraclough.
Jenny
Desch. They're both lawyers with the county. Sandra Darby from York, from Moss Justice. Because both Regina, Chandra.
Mm-hmm.
Both Regina and Toddie have worked out at Moss Justice, so that's where we
volunteer there.
We know we'll get some ladies
teaching
from
classes
Moss
there to the men and the women. So yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. So we have websites with all this information.
Yes.
You have the Truck of Love or truckoflove.org. That's the main one. Mm-hmm. But then you have herplacesc.org.
That's correct.
That has all the detail of what we're talking about.
It does. Both of them will give you details, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and details on how to donate.
Well, yeah, I got that. I mean, so when you look at your donations,
mm-hmm.
Are they coming from individuals? Are they coming from businesses? Or have you got grants? I mean,
So the donations for doing the house have all come from individuals. Truck of Love has been in existence for a long time. We have a mailing list of people that trust what we do, and they just came out of the woods. We had three of our longtime donors donate $50,000 apiece, and then the rest have been in increments of from $1,000 to $100. To two donations were at $1. We had one person we had worked with in Mexico who sent us $1, and another woman who lives in Chester who said this was all she could give us, and she gave us $1.56.
Good for her.
We had We had one grant. Or two, for her place.
Yeah. We've had grants for her place.
Yeah. Right. And how much do the grants total up to?
So the Her Place grant was $50,000 for startup costs for the Sisters of the Humility of Mary. And everything else has been individual donations for Her Place.
So let's assume we come up with enough money to build this place and get it up and operating. So what are you looking at in terms of an operational budget? I mean, you're going to have food. You got to pay an electric bill. You're going to have to pay somebody to sleep there overnight and take care of the place. I mean, what's that looking like?
We're looking at $300,000 a
year. $300,000. All right. And that'll take. You think that'll take care of everything?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, Truck of Love is going to maintain the property.
Ah.
So Her Place doesn't have the maintenance costs.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So Her Place will be running the shelter and providing the day-to-day things.
Yeah. So when a pipe bursts, Truck of Love's going to get
it
fixed.
Truck of Love takes care of it.
Air conditioning goes down, Truck of Love's going to fix
right.
it. That's right. Remember that. Go back to the soundbite when the time comes.
That's right.
All right, so what happens between now and the end of the year?
Oh, we get started with the construction, and we finish up our policies and procedures. We've been, during the pandemic and during this time, we have not let any grass grow under our feet. We've been meeting every couple of weeks on Zoom, and we've got a great group of women who've been working really hard.
Good.
And some men.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our treasurer, Debbie Kiggins, who has been really, really good, works with us on a lot. And we have Sister Gay, Sister Susan, Sabina, Sandra, Shonda, all of our, I mean, we've got lots of people. Doris, yes, there's a lot of help, a lot of people that are really involved in what we're doing.
Well, they should be, because as we chatted before, you take a look at Lifehouse Ministries, you take a look at Pathways, you take a look at Her Place, and I mean, there's others on the list for sure. It really does take a joint effort to have even be able to make a dent in this growing issue. And we haven't even talked about affordable housing, which we're going to talk about tomorrow with Perry Sutton when he's on Straight Talk, and I bet you Derek Lindsay shows up as well. But this whole affordable housing thing, it's wonderful to put them in a transitional program. At 18 months, they're up and go out on their feet. Okay, great. You got a job. Where are you going to live?
Exactly.
And if you don't have a place to live, you're right back in the cycle again.
What can you afford to?
That's the big, big, big issue.
Yeah. It's a huge concern of ours because we get these women ready to be on their own, and where are they going to go? There's nothing right now that's affordable.
Well, there's a lot of people beating the drum on that issue, and this is one of them right here, and this program will continue to beat the drum. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Sue, thank you. Regina, thank you. And again, if you'd like to help out Her Place, it's herplacesc.org, herplacesc.org. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, ladies, you got one more opportunity to show everybody exactly how talented you are. We have fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2 between 10 in the morning and 8 o'clock at night. Let's tell everybody how it's done at the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.